Okay. 10 years ago, I had a nervous breakdown caused by my job. I went off sick, and with my doctor's help, I was referred for psychiatric assessment and diagnosed with severe depression and anxiety disorder, which, after going through a small amount of brief therapy and 5 different types of antidepressants, they finally stabilised me on venlafaxine, which is the medication that I've been on ever since. It turned me basically from a person who was working at a middle management level in a children's home. I was running a children's home, and turned me from quite an open, capable person who would quite happily move from one place to another with no worries, into somebody who kept themselves shut up at home, curtains drawn, cocooned away from the world, as it were. Made me paranoid, felt as I was being judged all the time, never left my house, and until somebody gave me a dog, which meant that I had to leave my house, which helped somewhat. But it has completely changed my personality, and a very large lack of confidence in myself, people around me, everything really. Recently, in October of 2017, I received a letter from the DWP calling me to an assessment with regard to my ESA. Now, they end up giving you about 2 weeks' notice to go to one of those. Now, fortunately, I am in the position where I have a support worker, which was organised by the mental health team about 4 years ago. My support worker made arrangements so that she could go to the assessment with me. Whilst that was helpful, the 2 week run up to the assessment wasn't helpful, because I got to dwell on everything. I was going to be judged, and with all the stuff that was going on in the media and everything nowadays, they go on about dull cheats and people who take advantage of the system. You end up believing that you were like that anyway, and the thought of going to an assessment terrifies you. I mean, I'm anxious anyway. I'm anxious if I run out of milk and have to go to the shop, which is about 50 foot from my front door, just to buy a pint of milk, for crying out loud. So imagine what it's like trying to go for an assessment with a complete stranger, when all the things that you hear about it are that they just want to get people off the ESA, and no matter what, you know, people who've died 3 days after being assessed as fit for work, you have to go to one. Anyway, I went for my assessment with my support worker, and after trying to explain to the gentleman what my daily life was like, I was moved from the support group, ESA support group, to the work-related group, and told that I would need to attend the Sherborne House Job Centre for job assessments. And if you realise that for me to be able to go and do my weekly shopping, or a fortnightly shop rather, from my lounge window I can see the car park of Morrison's. Now, in order to be able to get to Morrison's, I have a car. I could walk it in 5 minutes, but that wouldn't give me a fast enough escape to get back here if a panic attack starts, so I have to have my car. So I look out of my window, I see how many cars are in the car park, I check what time it is, I make an assessment as to whether or not the shop's going to be busy. I then jump into my car, I drive down to Morrison's, I hit exactly what I want, because I know the layout of the shop intimately, because I need to know where the door is at all times, I need to know how many people are in there, I know which staff members I can go to, the ones that don't talk too much when they're on the tills, so that I can get it through quickly, so I can load up and I can get back home again. And when I told the chap this, this translated to the ESA form that he sent to me, was that I was able to go to the shop on my own. It doesn't cover it. Doesn't cover it at all. How did I feel? How did it make me feel? It made me feel as though I was constantly being judged. There's a reason why I stay inside my flat and close my doors. I want to avoid those perceived judgments of people. It's bad enough if you're, I feel it's bad enough if I'm walking around Morrison's on a, I don't know, a Tuesday at 11:30, people are looking at me and thinking, why isn't she working? It may not be the case, but that's the way my brain works. To have to go and sit in front of a complete stranger, one that you don't know, one that doesn't know you fully at all, even one who, as far as I'm aware, has had a couple of days, if I'm lucky, a couple of days of training in mental health issues. I don't even know if they're doctors. And they're making this huge assessment on me. How can you do it? You can't do it. I was very lucky because I have a support worker. To get a support worker nowadays, you have to be financially assessed. You have to be... It has to go before a panel and they decide how bad you are, how much support you need, what kind of support you need, and then you're financially assessed to see whether or not you can contribute towards the payment of that. And this is all new in the last 2 or 3 years. I got Jackie, my support worker, before you have to jump through hoops that are lit on fire for you. If I didn't have Jackie, would I have gone to the assessment? No, because it's driving to somewhere that I don't know. It's seeing people that I don't know. It's sitting in a waiting room with other people around me. No, I wouldn't have gone. And if I hadn't have gone, I would have been sanctioned. And if I had been sanctioned, I wouldn't have been able to pay my rent. I wouldn't have been able to feed myself. My rent would have been stopped because they'd have stopped my ESA. So Jackie, my support worker, when she saw that I'd been reassessed to the work group, she realises that if I go shopping, it can take me 3 or 4 days to recover from that, because no matter how carefully I plan it, you can guarantee I'll bump into somebody that I don't know, or somebody that I know of, and they'll ask an innocuous question like, how are you? And that's it. Straight away, there's a backlash to leaving the flat, and that backlash takes it out of me. Jackie knew that I wasn't ready yet, and she pushed. Not me, but the DWP. Now, I only get Jackie for 1 hour a week, and she does more outside of that time for me, because as she's put it, I'm one of the nice ones. I'm one of the ones that doesn't make a fuss, but I do bury my head in the sand. So she pushed and pushed and pushed and got me a reassessment, which happened in December of 2017. By this point, I was feeling pretty low, feeling suicidal again, because in my head, they've judged me, they think I'm okay, I think I'm a cheat. What point is there doing anything, because they'll just leave it at that, because that's what they've been doing all over the country. My money was cut, I couldn't pay bills. I struggled all the way through October, November, December, and the beginning of January now. But on the 12th of December, I think it was, I went for the second reassessment with Jackie again. She drove me up there because my car's not working now, so I don't go anywhere. Very, very nervous. So much so that I was worried that they wouldn't see me the way I truly am, because there's something inside me that kicks in and tries to hide everything. So 3 days prior to my second assessment, I stopped taking my medication. My mood dips. I revert back to the way I am without the medication. I only did this because I knew that I had Jackie with me. I knew that Jackie would be able to support me afterwards and kick my ass and get me back on my meds again. But it did mean that the assessor got to see me in all my full anxiety-ridden glory, as it were. On coming back from the assessment, I started taking my medication again. But a 3-day stop of medication can take anything up to 2-3 weeks to get back again. Back onto my meds. Yes, my mood is lower. However, 12th of December, it's now 26th of January. So that's 6 weeks. 6 weeks it's taken for me to find out anything about this second assessment. Yet, oddly enough, it was a week after the first assessment, or the previous assessment, a week after that they notified me that they were changing me into from the support to the work group. So it took them a week to take money off of me. However, this morning, I received a letter notifying me that I'd been put back into the support group. So it took them 6 weeks to put me back. 1 week to take me down, 6 weeks to put me back. Now, I only learnt that I was going back into the support group last week, Friday, because my support worker was going on holiday and she decided to have one more chase with the DWP before she went on holiday to find out what was happening. And because she has a contact at the job centre, that contact chased for me. And Jackie then found out that I was back in the support group. So verbally, I had a notification from her last week, but the letter arrived today, the 26th. What's wrong? Why are they so fast to take money away from you and to drop you into the work group? Why does it take so long to put your money back up? Now, they're only backdating my money to the 12th of December. They haven't said that they'll backdate me back to October, because obviously that would mean that they were wrong in the first place. I think that funding for mental health is about putting out fires, not about preventing fires. Atos, or whatever the company is now that's doing the assessments, very much the same. It's hard for somebody in mental health with mental health issues these days to get a support worker. It's hard to get mental health help. You have to self-refer, which generally, I mean, I can't do. I've got my support worker, she does it for me. If I didn't have her, I would be sat in my room with my curtains closed, with the world shut out, sanctioned, running up huge debts, not being able to feed myself, which would mean that my mental health issues would get worse. But that seems to be the way that life goes these days.